The fine line between satire and reality. Decoding Arendt Nehederer's take on conflict. Analyzing a satirical perspective on serious issues. In a recent episode of Israel's renowned satirical TV show, Arendt Nehederer, a mock interview with Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar was conducted. This segment, though layered with satire, subtly mirrors the complexities and ironies inherent in the Israeli-Hamas conflict. The power of satire in conflict. The segment begins with an exaggerated portrayal of a BBC news anchor referring to Hamas militants as freedom fighters, who peacefully attacked Israel. This oxymoronic statement sets the tone for the satire, highlighting the often contradictory and politically loaded language used in media narratives surrounding the conflict. A mockery of ceasefire talks. The fictitious Sinwar discusses a desired ceasefire with comedic twists, stating phrases like, "Wherever there is fire, I say let's seize it." This not only mocks the concept of a ceasefire in the context of ongoing hostilities but also points to the cyclical nature of violence and temporary truces in the region. Human shields and misplaced priorities. The satire reaches its peak when the character of Sinwar laments the absence of human shields in Gaza, emphasizing the alleged misuse of civilians in conflict zones. This controversial statement, though exaggerated, reflects serious accusations levied in real conflicts. The role of media in war narratives. The interview mockingly ends with a reference to World War II, drawing a parallel to the current conflict and the portrayal of victims and aggressors. This part of the satire is particularly thought-provoking, as it questions how history and media can skew perceptions of war and morality. Conclusion. Reflecting on the role of satire. Arendt Nehederer's segment, while humorous, offers a unique lens through which we can examine the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Satire, in this context, becomes a tool for reflection, enabling us to question and analyze the narratives we are presented with in both media and history. As an unbiased platform, Conflict in Focus recognizes the role of such creative expressions in contributing to the broader conversation on these crucial issues. We invite our readers to engage with these perspectives, understanding that the path to peace is layered with complexities that go beyond the surface of any conflict narrative. Thank you for listening for this post. If you find it interesting and worth sharing, please do.